The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We have been receiving lots of praise reports, my dear brothers and sisters. Your miracle is now. Expect your miracle from the Lord, okay? Only believe. Many golden opportunities are at hand. And since it was the Lord Jesus who named this program Prophetic Voice of Our Time, I want to share with you what is happening so that you and I continue to cover this and many other events and prayers, and we continue to celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Or shall I say one of the many great things that God is doing here on earth in our country. I was at the prayer meeting probably 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. And while we were praying in the Spirit, while we were singing in the Spirit and in understanding, the Lord gave me a vision, and then I heard His voice. And this is what He is saying to all of us. He just addressed me, and He used me as one of His mouthpiece. So I'm relaying this to you. This is what He told me. Christina, I heard your prayers. I am reversing all the wicked laws, wicked policies that the White House and Congress have been passing and implementing in this country. But I will do this and manifest this through a back door. And I saw righteous men and women entering the Capitol via back door. And the Lord continues, I will use men and women of both parties that are righteous, and they will expose what is really going on, and they will take their stand. The media will begin to harvest all the evil deeds that they have sowed in this country and even the world. Even the wicked politicians will harvest their evil deeds that they have done. I will use righteous men and women that are elected or are in position in the state legislatures, governors, and patriotic and God-fearing attorney generals in all the 50 states. And this is what is happening right now, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. What can you do? Pray for these leaders. Share the praise report. Support them whenever you can. This is our faith in action, and let us continue to stay positive, because the one who said and promised these things to happen is faithful, and He will remain faithful forever. So stay positive, get excited, and hopeful, because He who has begun a good work in us, He will also complete it until the second return of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are so many great things that are happening in spite of ourselves, in spite of the wicked politicians, the media, the wicked corporations. Keep in mind Isaiah, the prophecy, that when the enemy of God comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. I know that God is moving in other nations of the world, because He's moving here in the United States of America. He is also moving in the Philippines. Our Freedom Fellowship Church International in the Philippines, they continue to grow in number as they continue to mature in the things of God. It is exciting to hear so many praise reports, even in different parts of the world. Continue to pray for the salvation of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And continue to come against any initiative, any policy or law that they are trying to implement that are not in accordance to God's will. Do not touch them, but come against them. Continue to pray for both of them that they might have a change of heart. Continue to thank God for President Donald Trump and pray for his health and protection for his entire staff and family. You know what? God is a rewarder. God is faithful. And God will repay President Trump and his family and staff for all the godly things he implemented. And Trump, President Trump, will continue to be a giant in fulfilling the destiny of the United States of America. No matter what the devil throw against the United States of America, and I claim North America for that matter, this country will continue to turn around towards righteousness because we still finance the preaching of the gospel all over the world. Pray and thank God for our governor, lieutenant governor, our attorney general, and our state legislatures. Our governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, they are doing a marvelous job. And the state of Texas will continue to lead in righteous governance together with the state of Florida, Alabama, and Louisiana, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, and all others. But the state of Texas will continue to prosper and continue to lead in science and technology, in arts and entertainment. All of this are going to manifest if we continue to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. Things are accelerating right now. So support and pray for our political leaders here in the state of Texas. And for you, continue to act healed, think healed, and dress healed. Your complete manifestation is coming. The Lord is not finished with you yet, and He has a need of you to take your post. Together in unity, and as we apply God's ways of doing things here on earth, we cannot be defeated. You will going to finish your course. I will finish mine. This is another word of the Lord, that the Lord will continue to use the states to nullify, overturn wicked laws and policies. Glory to God, right? Example, the state of Arkansas and now the state of North Carolina have already passed a law that doctors are forbidden to perform sex change to minors. Glory to God. That is the protection of the children. And I believe I shared this praise report already, but it is worth mentioning it again, and other states will follow. Let us continue to support and pray for our law enforcement, our local police force, border patrols, homeland security, and of course, our military. Okay, continue to pray for them. Before I forget, join us in our live streaming on Sundays if you cannot come personally, by going to our website, sogmi.org, and click live or live stream. Our Sunday morning service starts at 10:30, and Sunday evening and Wednesday evening services starts at 7 p.m. And we will also be announcing live stream training and prophetic school or conference real soon. In the meantime, I am training the core team, and I'm preparing them to minister to others, to minister to the multitude, and also for the transfer of wealth. Okay? So you don't want to miss all of this by subscribing to us, sogmi.org, and find us and subscribe on YouTube and Facebook. And even though you don't like me sometimes, like us on Facebook. And most importantly, share our services and the prophecies to others. We need to reach out to everybody and use every available means while we can, all right? Thank you in advance for supporting and praying for this ministry. God bless you. We have a lot of work to do. And today, I will also need to address the prophetic instruction for all of us, not just for Freedom Fellowship Charts. This instruction is this: focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, Obey him and obey and follow instruction to the letter. Don't forget the instruction. Believe and celebrate. And this is the most important, which I'm going to address today. Do not give in to fear, doubt, or unbelief. Do not wrong anyone. Do not take advantage of people, especially those that are members of the body of Christ. Take responsibility for your action and make necessary correction and or restitution, all right? We know that the whole world, including United States of America, including many Christians, were gripped with fear because of this coronavirus. And too many lives were lost. And even some Christians were paralyzed with fear. We know what the scripture says about fear. It is not from God. God gave us a spirit of love, of power, and of sound mind. When you give in to fear, doubt and unbelief, compromises, and many mistakes will be made. You will not be able to stay on course on the things of God once you give in to fear, because it is not from Him. And a lot of times, or most of the time, you will not be able to see things through the spiritual eyes of God, and or you will not be able to hear His voice. This is one weapon that was formed against the United States of America, against the world, against the body of Christ, this coronavirus, and fear was formed. But you know what God promised in Isaiah? That no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we will refute. So this fear, this is a weapon of Satan, because it's not from God, it's from him, was formed against United States of America, against the body of Christ, against Christians all over the world. But some of us gave in to that. We have so many casualties. But fear will not continue to prosper. We are called to be a part of the army of the Lord Jesus here on earth, not to live like we are in La La Land. We are here and we are called to occupy until He comes, to implement His ways of doing things here on earth. And we are called upon to share the gospel of good news to others and make disciples of all nations. Now that we know that fear was formed, it's not going to prosper. Not at this time, not anymore. Too many lives have already been lost, and each and every one of us were affected by it. No more of that. We're going to defeat it. Amen? Because Satan has already been defeated. And not in our lifetime, we will going to take a stand. These are exciting times. Even though we stumble and fall, He will cause His love towards us. He will cause us to rise and overcome the challenges of our times. Now, this year 2021, it is a year of victory, a year of many golden opportunities, and a year of empowerment. God is faithful. Keep that in mind. Let me stay on course as far as fear is concerned. I said that once you give in to fear or gripped by fear, doubt, unbelief, compromises, you're going to stay off course. And look at the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 18. The prophet Elijah, the Lord used him. He prophesied that there won't be any rain nor dew, not unless I release it. And it happened. Ahab was trying to kill him, and the Lord protected him by ravens feeding him. Now, that is so miraculous. Every day, the ravens are bringing him meat and bread. For me, that's amazing. And then he came against hundreds of the prophets of Baal and won. But when he gave in to fear, here is what happened. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 43 to 45. Then he said to his servant, "Go and look out towards the sea." The servant went and looked, then returned to Elijah and said, "I didn't see anything." 7 times Elijah told him to go and look. Finally, the 7th time, his servants told him, "I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hands rising from the sea." Then Elijah shouted, "Hurry to Ahab and tell him, 'Climb into your chariot and go back home. If you don't hurry, the rain will stop you.'" Look at God through Prophet Elijah. You know, we are so angry and we give in to doubt and unbelief because God is not doing or manifesting things the way we want him to manifest things, like judging Biden and Kamala Harris and all the wicked people. They will harvest what they have sowed. Keep that in mind. But it's not the way you want it, because God is holy and merciful, just like he was merciful to you. So if you want them to be punished, then expect your rebellion sometimes and the rebellion of your loved ones to get punished too. Is that what you want? In this instance, God even had Elijah warned Ahab, who was a wicked king. The reason for the drought is because of his wickedness and that of his wife. But then he was warned also, "Hurry, climb into your chariot and go back home." And a wicked king obeyed. I want you to keep that in mind, okay? God is not going to punish the wicked the way you want them to punish, because or else he will punish us too and our loved ones the way we want them to be punished. I know I have made a lot of friends with that, but remember, Jesus is the truth and he is holy and just, okay? Verse 45. As soon as the sky was black with clouds, a heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm, and Ahab left quickly for Jezreel. Then the Lord gave special strength to Elijah. He tucked his cloak into his belt and ran ahead of Ahab's chariot all the way to the entrance of Jezreel. In 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 1. When Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he had killed all the prophets of Baal. So Jezebel sent this message to Elijah: "May the gods strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you have killed them." And in spite of God using the prophet, he gave in to fear and ran away from Jezebel. He was able to confront the king, but not his wife, because he gave in to fear. Because Jezebel said, "Within 24 hours, I'm going to have you killed." So he ran away without asking the Lord. Remember, the Lord protected his prophet Elijah from Ahab. And he was provided a meal by a widow and the ravens. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 15 through 18, then the Lord told him, meaning Elijah, "Go back the same way you came and travel to the wilderness of Damascus." See, the Lord provided a GPS to Elijah. He did not punish or barbecue Elijah because he gave in to fear. Just like he didn't kill you when you disobeyed him. He didn't kill me. I know that. Praise God. Let's continue. "When you arrive there, anoint Hazael to be king of Aram. Then anoint Jehu, grandson of Nimshi, to be king of Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from the town of Abel-Meholah, to replace you as my prophet. Anyone who escaped from Hazael will be killed by Jehu, and those who escaped Jehu will be killed by Elisha." And these are some of the missteps because Elijah gave in to fear. The Lord gave him 4 instructions. Go back to the way you came from and travel to the wilderness of Damascus. You anoint Hazael, you anoint Elisha, who's going to replace you, and anoint Jehu. And we know, based on 2 Kings, Elijah went and found Elisha and anointed him to be his successor. He anointed Hazael, but he did not anoint Jehu, because we know in 2 Kings that it was Elisha who sent a young prophet to anoint Jehu. So there was a postponement of things that happened. There are postponements even in our days if we continue to disobey God's instruction or forget about them. And that's what happened. It was postponed. So we don't want any more postponement in our time. And Jesus, we know, fully obeyed Father God. And we know that Elisha, who learned from Elijah, did not give in to fear. I like him. Let's go back to the New Covenant. Historians noted that the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ numbered by about 550 or 560 after he was raised from the dead. So it means to say that he gave the Great Commission and the instruction to tarry in Jerusalem until they receive power from the Holy Spirit, 500 plus of them. Out of this more than 500, only 120 obeyed. Men and some women, but they changed the whole world. They obeyed and they were led by the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit led them, they never went back and they fulfilled their Great Commission and finished their race. Out of the 500 plus, 120 obeyed. Men and some women. And out of those 120, they changed the whole world. It is the birthing of the church. Now, we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, the manifested presence of God, will be in our midst. And we will be able to do the greater work that is set before us. Because Jesus said, I'm going to be with my Father in heaven and I will intercede for you. And it is good for me to go away because my Father, God, will send the Holy Spirit in my name and he will guide you into all truth. He will be your teacher. He will be your advocate. And he is the source of your power. He will reveal the word of God to us. Without the Holy Spirit, it will just be religious rituals. But there will be illumination when we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. We don't lead him. He leads us and he is the one who teaches us. He knows what he's doing and it is important for us to realize that. I want you to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. Many things are going to happen and manifest even this year, even this week, even next week. It is so important to focus on him because then we see things through the illumination of the Holy Spirit and we have a clear understanding. And most of all, we will never, ever, ever give in to fear again. We will never, ever doubt Jesus again about his faithfulness. He's a mighty God, and the United States of America was dedicated by our founding fathers, and God will never forget that covenant of our founding fathers that this nation will be under him. It will be under his government, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And United States of America will continue to lead example and be a blessing and a leader of the whole earth if you and I will obey and focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release blessings upon your people. The empowerment, Lord, open their eyes that they will see what you have been showing us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the instant manifestations of their healings, their restoration, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that each and every one of them will take their post and they will again be restored in their proper position in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And everybody says, amen and amen. Remember, as much as you can believe, as much as you can handle, God is going to manifest it. Just obey those simple instructions. Don't give in to fear, doubt, and unbelief. Do not wrong anyone. Focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. pray for the country, pray for our leaders, and pray for one another. Get excited and continue to celebrate because the victory has been handed to us thousands of years ago. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.